Welcome to the first ever Life on Tap, a podcast about life and beer from the heart of central New Jersey. I'm Dan on Tap.
And I'm Cheryl, the drunken clam girl. We'll be your beer mates for the next half hour.
Our intro music comes to us from via the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. It's the Beer Drinking Fools with Meet Me at the Bar. Check out their website at www.beerdrinkingfools.org.
Hey, Dan, why don't you tell everybody what the basic concept of the show is about?
Sure, I would love to do that. Basically, the theme of the show, and I guess part, there's just kind of my also my creed, so to speak, is life's a tap, drink up till the tap's dry. And that's kind of what the show is about. We're going to talk about life and also beer.
But our life is kind of boring, Dan.
We'll try and give them the more spicier pieces.
Okay.
So we don't seem more than too much. That'd be nice. But basically, you know, we got the inspiration to podcast from a couple of our friends, most notably Steve Maureen at the Wicked Good Podcast, as well as a frequent on their show, and now with his own podcast, one Scotty J of the Sea Caw Cast. So that's how we kind of forayed into this crazy party we got going on here, if you can call it that.
Yeah, party on, dudes.
But there's a lot of stuff going on this week. The New Jersey government shut down today.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
The New Jersey transit was running. I was very impressed, because normally anything happens and transit is like,
dead in the water.
This. Yeah.
See you later.
But the train was on time this morning.
Shocking.
Yeah.
It's a first.
Yeah, it is first.
Wow. Yeah, well, among that, also today, France beat Portugal, and a little while ago, Italy beat Germany. So we know who's going to be in the final now. It's going to be pretty crazy. I think we'll...
Wait, what are you talking about, Dan?
Oh, the World Cup, I'm sorry.
Oh, is that like a sports thing?
Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm sorry. Cheryl doesn't follow sports that much at all. So
yeah, it's like a foreign language to me.
Might as well be. So.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Talk to me about logarithms or, you know...
Counting.
Arabic languages, but sports,
not so much. Other, you know, and then of course, you know, there's the ongoing immigration debate going on in the Senate and the House right now. So we'll have to see how that all pans out. And Scott, you can insert a Latino joke here if you want now. I think I'd like to talk about something. I'm gonna break from what our original agenda has, but basically, I'd like to break into something else, because I wanted to talk about a very special new addition to our family here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we, a little while ago, how long ago has it been?
About two and a half weeks,
two and a half weeks. Well, we were adopted by a lovely cat. We have since renamed her.
Yeah, her name is Lily Poo Poo Head. We usually just call her Lily, or Kitty, or Princess, or Sexy Mama Head. She has a bunch of names. She usually ignores all of them, but...
Yeah, she kind of just does her own thing.
We have our fun, yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of opened up, I think, a lot.
Yeah, she's here with us, too.
Yeah,
she's keeping quiet.
Yeah, she's looking over at us like we're a bunch of freaks, because we probably are. She's like, oh, look at those fucking freaks over there.
Yeah.
I ate all my food, or something like that. She's devastatingly adorable. One funny thing about her is that she loves to headbutt. She'll like headbutt your hand or your foot, or if you actually sit in front of her, she'll actually give you a headbutt.
Yep, put your head out.
Not unlike Wesley Willis, you know, for those of you out there who know who he is, you know, the 300-pound black schizophrenic man with Tourette's and a keyboard, as I most notably called him once. But, you know, for those of you who don't know him out there, you can go ahead and check him out. Such tracks as Alanis Morissette and My Mother Smokes Crack Rocks.
Yes.
And I whooped Batman's ass, of course.
Yes.
Great stuff. But, yeah, she's a devastatingly adorable. She was actually mentioned on the Wicked Good podcast as a Wicked Good Moment of the Week a little while ago. Cheryl, would you care to tell this lovely endeavor what happened?
Sure. Well, the other week, just came home. I had been at yoga class, so I headed into the kitchen to have some dinner. And after that, we were cleaning up, and Dan and I think Scott and Carly were over, and they headed over into the living room to play with one of Dan's new games for his PS2. I think it was the guitar game.
Yeah, Guitar Hero, yeah.
And so after I finished cleaning in the kitchen, I head into the living room, and it smells a little off in there. So at first, I don't say anything. Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, maybe someone farted. Okay, it'll dissipate. I don't want to embarrass anyone. Yeah, I'm a nice girl. But then it just doesn't go away. So I'm like, guys, I think it kind of smells in here. And they kind of agree, yeah, sort of. And I just look around, and I notice
that. We thought it might
have
been just the general cat smell, but it wasn't.
No, it smelled like, yeah. So I look into the box that Dan's new game
came in.
Yeah, the game came in, and there's a nice little poop there.
Coil and, poop.
Yeah, a little coil of poop. So
it was hilarious.
We discovered the source of the odor. So
it was pretty funny.
Yeah, Dan quickly took the box
away. I thought
away
it was hysterical, though.
And disposed of it, yeah.
It was a very funny Wookiee Good Moment of the Week, but
yeah.
But that's
thankfully Lily is now using her litter boxes very efficiently. So
oh, absolutely!
We're very proud
of
her.
She's very much a suburban cat now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's amazing like that. So we just wanted to mention that in the show since she's a very big editor. She may not be on a microphone right now, but you know, at some point maybe we'll try that. Maybe.
Yeah.
I doubt she'll speak.
Part of our family now.
Oh yeah. I guess while we're on the topic of video games, you know, I mean, I was enjoying Guitar Hero. I mean, my good friend Sherv, I don't know how he did it, but he beat it on an expert level, which is, like, insane. I don't know how he did that, but, I mean, he was also laid up for, you know, 6 weeks or whatever with his torn ACL, but that's insane. But, I mean, I've also But I'm also enjoying A Karaoke Party, which I finally got out and bought. But I'm enjoying it a lot. I just unlocked the cat suit. I'm still unlocking stuff right now. I'm still in that phase. But
yeah, why don't you explain what this game
is? Oh, okay, yeah. Well, for those of you out there, basically, both Guitar Hero and Karaoke come from the same kind of clan of games, if you will, kind of like from the Dance Dance Revolution, where you kind of have to do a specific action and line it up with a specific corresponding directional pad or note on the screen. With the Dance Dance Revolution, obviously, you have to do the arrow pads with the dance pads. With Karaoke Party and Karaoke Revolutions before it, you have to match your voice to the notes on the screen and the lyrics on the screen as well. Although there's ways around it, there's techniques that people use right now, but it's a really awesome, neat game. Because you can do, you know, single player, you can do just for fun karaoke with no judging, or you can do it with the regular judging in place, one mic, two mic, duets, medleys. It's awesome. So I mean, you know, maybe when we're actually, Cheryl and I are we're hosting a barbecue this coming Sunday, which we're kind of excited about to a degree. We're having some people over. And so maybe, you know, when things start trailing down, people are too full to actually hang outside and sweat anymore. We know, maybe if they're lucky, we'll move the party inside. Maybe we'll do a little something for some fun, maybe. Or actually, we'll probably just end up sitting back and just talking.
Yeah.
More or less that way. But we'll see.
You mean we're not going to have a big orgy?
Oh, well, you know, maybe we'll have to think about that.
Okay.
You know, we'll have to see how everyone else is feeling, because, you know, if you eat too much, you know, they're not going to want to move around at all.
Yeah, but it's good exercise.
I mean, that would be good exercise,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good stuff. Well, we actually, you know, the TV seasons have pretty much all gone over, except for those of you people who watch, you know, the reality TV that goes on during the summer or whatnot. But during the year, you know, Cheryl and I watch a couple different
House
shows.
House Kitchen!
Okay, well, we watch Hell's Kitchen, so there you go. But aside, we don't really subscribe to the, you know, superstar, you know, shows or that kind of thing. But, you know, during the year, we watch.
Well, since we don't really have much to watch, since we don't subscribe to cable.
Yeah, well, we can
satellite,
watch.
TiVo.
Yeah, we're Netflix whores. Well,
yeah.
We have to say that.
We like to be spoiled. We like to watch full movies on DVD.
Yeah. We most recently watched Capote. Very interesting movie.
I wasn't so excited about it.
I mean, I think that, you know, if I read more of him, I think I'd be a little bit more learned about him. But I really didn't read that much about him. But I mean, Philip Seymour Hoffman was. I thought he was really good. I think he definitely deserved the nomination.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean,
didn't really understand the point of the movie. He like fell in love with the guy who murdered four people in cold blood.
Right.
Okay. Boo hoo. Let's feel bad for him.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, if you have to be an artist to really understand him, I guess, to that degree. Suffer for your art, or so they say. But, we watch a lot of TV, right, when we can. You know, I mean, West Wing and Charm, which are, I watch West Wing, and we both watch Charmed. They're both, you know, ended this year, of course, so we no longer can watch those. But we still keep up with Medium.
Medium's really good.
I love Medium. Yeah, Medium's really good.
Trisha Arquette is amazing.
Yeah, and her husband rocks the house.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jake? No, Jake Weber is the actor.
Jake Weber.
Yeah, he's really good too. But and the children are so adorable.
Yeah.
Bridget is too adorable for words.
Yeah.
But yeah, we watch Medium and House and Bones to a certain degree, but there's one show that we're particularly obsessed with. So I mean, would you care to add anything to that, Cheryl?
Oh, you just mean Family Guy?
Yeah.
The show I watch 24/7. I eat
and rewatch.
Yeah. How many times have I watched each episode?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, last time I was up for reunion, I went to Newbury Comics with Steve, Maureen, Scott, and et al. And I actually picked us up an evil monkey for our closet.
Yeah.
He's not in the closet right now. We had to clean it out because our closet's broken, but the evil monkey, you know, would normally have a great spot in the closet his finger pointed right at us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. So, but we're definitely obsessed with Family Guy. But, you know, we'd like to bring you one Family Guy reference of the week, just so you can get a slice into our little obsession, so to speak. So, you like to introduce this clip, this week's reference of the week?
Well, there is one episode in the last season where Peter goes to the doctor, and the doctor, he's getting his annual checkup, Lois is forcing him into it, and the doctor tells Peter that he's healthy, except that he's fat, and Lois is relieved, and Peter is dumbfounded because he's never heard this before. He's like, I can't believe I'm fat. He goes home and reveals this to the family as if he's telling them a secret that he has, you know, some awful disease, and they're all like, yeah, so what's up? So Peter is trying to convince his family that, no, I'm not fat. So he comes in one scene, and he states that, well, if I'm fat, then Stewie's fat too. Stewie, his one-year-old baby son. Because we wear the same size onesie, and then they see on the screen that he is squeezed into a child's onesie, you know, with, like, bulging fat
everywhere.
And,
it's
you know,
grotesque.
Major wedgie. Yeah, it's pretty grotesque. And, that is the Family Guy moment of the week, one that Dan likes to act out frequently. We'll leave that to your imagination.
Or, yeah, maybe for those of you at home, don't try and imagine that unless you're ready. You're close by a garbage pail or something.
Or toilet bowl.
Or some sort of receptacle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, that's kind of something not good to think about. So if you're eating, I apologize already. In general, we wanted to put an open call out there. I mean, you know, for those of you that know Cheryl and I, you know, we have various different interests. You know, we both used to dabble in theater or whatnot, and I used to dabble a little bit in singing, a lot once upon a time. Although I'm not going to sing right now.
Thank you.
And you know, or we also like we like to dabble with culinary exploits as well, baking and grilling and stuff like that. So if you have any ideas or things you'd like to hear us talk about, you know, feel free to let us, you know, call in,
talk, ramble on, you know, make stupid comments.
Yeah, be free to let us know. And also, if there's anything that you don't want us to say, you know, feel free to tell us, you know, to say, you know, fuck you, or, you know, eat my ass, or
but don't be so mean. You know, you should say it nicely.
Say
please.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask you to come in on tomorrow and Sunday.
I have to ask you to sit at the kids' table. Mm.
Yeah. About those CPS reports. Did you get the memo? Oh, Lumberg. It's great stuff. But
I think it's about break time.
Yeah, I think you're definitely
feeling
that.
Dan, you want to introduce our debut song?
I would love to. It's our debut song is "Get By" by Farewell Redemption. I've known Jordan Peer. He's the band's guitarist and composer for about 5 years now. He works on Recreational Suicide, a show that was written by one Scotty J of the Seacock cast. And a lot of great fun working with him. He's extremely talented, and you know, I definitely wanted to showcase, you know, his most recent work out there through our show. The song comes to us also from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Be sure to check out Jordan's band at farewellredemption.com. Enjoy. We're back from the break. I really hope you guys enjoyed that lovely sliver of music from our friend Jordan Peer at Farewell Redemption. It was once again, it was Get By. It's available at the PodSafe Music Network and music.podshow.com, and also links to his and his band at farewellredemption.com.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, it's great stuff. Now, of course, the segment every week, which is the first segment after break, of course, is going
Dan's favorite segment.
It has to be my favorite segment. It's also kind of like the raison d'etre of my podding here at the moment. And that, of course, is the beer of the week. I'll have to come with some sort of, like, you know, corny intro right there, won't I?
Yeah.
You'll have to help me record something. You're always very creative like that. You'll help me think of something, right?
Sure thing.
Awesome. Well, this week I'm featuring the Anchor Summer Beer from the Anchor Brewing Company in San Fran.
Special notice because we are going to be leaving in just a few weeks to San Francisco.
I can't wait.
For our vacation. But so more on that after the beer of the week.
So just a little note here from it's, by the way, if you want to look at the Anchor Brewing Company, it's www.anchorbrewing.com. Just as a warning to everyone, please, if you are pregnant or should become pregnant, please do not drink. Also, please do not drink and drive. Anyway, I'll give a little description here off the bottle. The Anchor Summer is the first American wheat beer in modern times. So this was first came out in 1984. Anchor Summer, it's all malt, for those of you who really wanted to hear the inner workings of that. And over 50% of it comes from actually malted wheat. A lot of summer ales out there, as you probably know or not know, are wheat-based or whatnot. But it's a very clean flavor from the yeast. I'm going to take another sip right now because I definitely need one after the long day I've had. Forgive everyone for the sound effects, but it's very refreshing, very crisp to taste on the tongue. You can definitely
taste some now.
Absolutely, you can definitely taste some. You have to be very delicate with the mic. It's really funny how we have to taste through our mics here.
You know what? It tastes like beer, Dan.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, you know, for those of you who, Anchor has a great variety of other beers as well. So I definitely welcome everyone out there to go check them out. They've got a great variety of beer. But this, you know, if you want a summer, a nice crisp summer beer that, you know, most people could appreciate basically, and something you can have outside, you know, during those hot summer nights and days or whatnot, this is a great beer to kick back to, you know. And we'll also be featuring a couple more summer-based ales over the course of the next couple episodes as well, since we are in summertime mode. Summertime. Exactly. So
they said no singing, Dan.
I'm sorry.
I
broke my own rule. I can't help it. But since we are talking about the summertime, let's go back into what we were talking about before, which is our excellent summer plans, our summer vacation.
Cheryl and Dan's excellent adventure.
Oh, yeah.
This summer is to San Francisco, California.
Oh, yeah.
And then we foray up to the Napa Valley to visit some wineries and spend a couple days at a spa. We actually just made reservations today for some mud baths and massages in Calistoga.
I love it.
At the oldest spa there, Indian Springs, is actually owned and run by a client of ours at the art gallery.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And do you happen to have their website offhand?
I don't, but we can put it in our show notes. Yep. But it's called Indian Springs, and it's in Calistoga, California.
Yeah, it's very good. No, you can't make a reservation. What is it? It has to be only a month in advance.
Well, for the spa services.
Yeah, for the
spa
services.
It's actually less than a month in advance because we booked a room there we got to book today. But I think it takes another 2 weeks if you're just in the area and want to spend a day at the spa.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but they're supposed to have the most amazing pool. And actually heard great recommendations about the water.
Really?
They currently have this cucumber water that's delicious, divine. Especially if you're sitting out in the sun after, you know, your
well, plus if you also, I mean, yeah, well, they also have, like, you know, I know that, you know, in Japan, where they, because they're so into their hot springing over there, they have a lot of other mellow drinks for you to drink. So it's kind of, that's kind of cool that, you know, that, you know, that's neat. But
yeah, I mean, it's very exciting.
We also have a whole bunch of, like, on a culinary, aside from, you know, a wine standpoint, basically, you know, we also, of course, are making certain other parades. Hopefully we'll be visiting one chocolate factory out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be excited about that.
Yeah, we're going to try a lot of different chocolates. They have some famous chocolatiers. Well, they have Ghirardelli Square, which
of course,
is not the chocolate factory anymore, but you got to go there and have a half a sundae.
Of course.
And they also have the, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but the Scharfenberger Chocolate Factory in Berkeley. They also have stores in San Francisco, but
you want to go to the factory.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We have lots of stuff planned, lots to do.
We're going to see some great art.
Yeah.
I'm also very excited because we're going to see Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about.
Some good price tickets. We're both theater fans, and I'm going to see.
Cool.
Spelling Bee at the Post Theater in San Fran.
Hopefully we'll have more things. But of course, on a culinary exploit, there's one place in particular that we're very excited about going to.
Yeah, the kind of place where you need to call 2 months to the second in order to get a reservation. Even then, I think I was on hold for a good 5-10 minutes. I started calling 5 minutes before the lines opened. That is the French Laundry.
Of course.
Which, strange name for a restaurant, but it was opened in what used to house a French Laundry.
And it features chef
Thomas Keller,
mm-hmm.
who many consider the top chef in America.
Mm-hmm.
He also has Per Se in New York, another very famous and very expensive restaurant that mm-hmm. maybe one day when we win the lottery, we can go there too.
Yeah. Yeah, this one trip to French Laundry alone will definitely empty out our pockets.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it, Dan and I and our amateur foodie exploits.
Yes. So, we will give you, again, with all of our culinary and other exploits over in San Fran, Calistoga, and Napa, we will give you a full recap. We'll probably dedicate the two shows after we get back from vacation directly to that. So we can give you a full recap of everything we went through. So, but in the interim, if you guys ever need, a recommendation on any New York restaurants or even other area restaurants, we can do our very best to serve your needs if you need any recommendations.
Yeah. We're your go-to gal and girl.
Gal and girl? I'm a girl now?
Yep.
Sounds good. I can never be your woman. Yeah. But we're into that time of the show. This time of the show, we would normally go through the mailbag and we would do some shout-outs, so to speak. But, Cheryl, is anyone you would like to make a shout-out to right now, since we don't have any mail to read quite yet?
Grover and Big Bird.
Snuffleupagus.
Thanks for your support, yeah. And Cookie Monster, I could never have developed my cookie addiction without your help.
Aww. Go away! Sorry. I had to say that. But, yeah, the Sesame Street was definitely part of my upbringing.
Anyone gets that Family Guy reference, I'm going to send you a dollar.
Well, I mean a dollar. We'll give you Monopoly money.
Well, if it's Monopoly money, I'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, I'll give you. Fuck that. Let's give them the whole. Give them the whole.
Get two orange $500 bills.
Well, actually, better yet, we'll even just send them Park Place. We'll give you the deed. You can build some hotels in there. Cheryl, we'd like to tell them how they can get in contact with us.
Sure, you could just go to your can telephone and do a shout-out to Cheryl and Dan. Or if you want to do it the old school way, you can contact us online and at www.lifeontap.net, where we have our blog and hopefully some updates and info about this show. Or you can email us at lifeontap@lifeontap.net.
Cool. Awesome. So we just wanted to mention once again that our intro music is Meet Me at the Bar by the Beer Drinking Fools. And our outro music is Bubblegum and Beer by the Super Suckers. And also our featured song of the day was Get by Feral Redemption. All these are available at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. So, I guess in closing for our first show, we look forward to seeing everyone hopefully hearing from you guys, and we'll hopefully you look forward to hearing us next week. So,
hugs and kisses.
Exactly. And like I always say, drink up till the tap's dry. Have a great week. See that foxy mama over there, the one with the Neapolitan hair. I am the bar, as they all stop and stare. What they have to say, oh, she really doesn't care. She lets me know, yeah, she makes it clear. Drunk talk and bullshit isn't why she's here. Chewing bubble gum and drinking beer. Oh, yeah, she's the one.